Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, September 5th, 2004 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Violence by Chechen rebels is forcing many Russians to think about spiritual things. The latest string of attacks hit close to HCJB World Radio's Mark Irwin, who lives in Moscow. Irwin lives just two subway stations away from the suicide bombing in northern Moscow earlier this week. He says Russians are searching.
When it comes down to things such as terrorism, I think people look for answers to life's real questions that face us in life. Even more reason why we need to help develop Christian radio in this country so that people will know the hope that's only found in Jesus.
The situation may lead to an expansion of Christian radio in Russia. Next, Farms International's Joseph Richter tells us about a recent crackdown on believers in a security-sensitive Central Asian country. 63 believers have been arrested, with the majority being held without charges. What's more alarming is the fact that Christians are being relabeled as terrorists.
One of the questions for the church is whether efforts should be made to try to release these men. And the prevailing thought is generally when there's a lot of effort in that direction, then more and more names are exposed and more danger is exposed for the church in general.
And the lack of teaching materials has not stopped God's word from spreading in the Indonesian tribe of Taman. Each week, six Taman families gather in the village of Malapi to study the Bible. Missionaries with New Tribes Mission recently visited the village and reported that there is a great need for teaching material to help villagers dig deeper into God's word. Pray that the church will grow and more people will be taught the word of God. Pray teaching materials will be provided. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.